Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and I appreciate you guys tuning in this morning for our Saturday
edition. You're listening to
with the CEO of Alcove Martini Bar, the creator and founder of She the Boss Network, Miss LaTanya Taylor, will be joining us shortly to talk about her upcoming event, Boss Beauties Who Brunch, will be taking place Sunday, which is tomorrow in Richmond, Virginia. Miss Tanya will give us all of the details. For those of you that still have not gotten your tickets at this point, there's still opportunity for you to get your tickets, and Tanya will definitely go through how you can still purchase tickets. You don't want to miss this event. She has a great lineup of speakers. She's going to be hosted by one of the top chefs in Richmond, Virginia. And again, you don't want to miss Boss Beauties Who Brunch. Come and take away a few nuggets from some of the leading ladies in entrepreneurship. Nugget for today, it's Saturday. And I know we don't normally do our shows on Saturday, but when we have something exciting going on and there's an entrepreneur in business that is actually having an event or something taking place, we like to highlight those type of opportunities. So joining us on the line right now would be Ms. LaTanya Taylor. Good morning, LaTanya. How are you this morning?
So looks like we're still waiting for LaTanya to join on the call. Let me just make sure that she's tuned in. Every now and then, a little technical difficulty in the radio business. I want to thank you guys again for joining us for Motivate My Life Radio. And joining us shortly will be LaTanya Taylor. Hey, LaTanya, are you on the call? Okay. Are you there, Tanya?
Okay, guys. So let me give you a few nuggets for the day. Yesterday we talked about releasing toxic relationships
and why you should release toxic relationships. You were actually supposed to do a list yesterday of those individuals that are not motivating, inspirational, or empower you in no shape, form, or fashion, but they are still a part of your lives. So hopefully you got that list together, you're kind of reviewing it, looking it over, and trying to figure out a way how to release those toxic relationships out of your life. It's going to be really key for you to be able to move forward. Now, I know some of you, again, think that these lifetimers are supposed to still be in your life and you're supposed to take them with you on your new journey to success. However, if you close the door on the toxic relationships, you will open the door for new opportunities. So, again, joining us on the call, the owner of Alcove Martini Bar, creator and founder of She the Boss Network, LaTanya Taylor. Good morning, LaTanya.
Good morning, Teresa. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you for joining Motivate My Life Radio this morning. We appreciate you.
I kept calling in. I wanted to make sure you could hear me. Good morning, friend. Good morning. Exciting to be here with you.
Well, we live in a technology world, so sometimes, technology has a mind of its own. So, again, I appreciate you tuning in with us on a Saturday. I was just kind of dropping a few nuggets out there for our listeners on getting rid of toxic relationships and a few tips on how they can get rid of toxic relationships. So all great stuff. Thank you for joining us. Guys, LaTanya is the owner. I'm sorry, go ahead, LaTanya.
I just want to make sure you can hear me because I switched to my headset. Can you guys hear me? Because I'm mobile today. I'm moving around. So can you hear me, Teresa, still?
I can hear you just fine. That's the world of entrepreneurship,
perfect,
guys. So you got to
right,
do it however
you can. Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. So, guys, LaTanya is the owner of Alcove Martini Bar, which is located in Richmond, Virginia. She is also the creator and founder of She's a Boss. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. She actually is an author of A Boss Guide to Starting a Business, and she has a new book on the horizon that will be released sometime this fall. So, as you see, LaTanya is a busy woman, but she's going to talk to us this morning about how she wears so many hats and how she manages it all. And more importantly, she's going to talk about
her upcoming event taking place tomorrow in Richmond, Virginia, Boss Beauties Who Brunch. All right, LaTanya, so I guess we will start with Boss Beauties Who Brunch. Can you tell us a little bit about Boss Beauties Who Brunch and kind of like what's the motivation behind it?
Absolutely. Well, Bosses Who Brunch is a event that I started early in 2016. It's a series of brunches that I do every quarter, so there's four a year. And the whole reason that I started the Bosses Who Brunch is because I felt that it was a need. When I started the She's a Boss Network, I sat down and really and decided what did I need to provide women who are part of the She's the Boss Network that will give them, you know, exactly what they need. And so Bosses Who Brunch is one of those events that I created to truly provide a platform for women. I felt like that women needed to have something specific to them. You know, we needed to create an event where women can come together, where they can truly connect, collaborate, and celebrate each other. So, you know, the Bosses Who Brunch is an opportunity, awesome. Almost as a networking event, so it's a platform for networking, for women to come together and meet other women. It's an opportunity for them to connect and be able to collaborate with other women. You just never know who you may meet in an event. And then it's also a great opportunity for me to celebrate some amazing women that are doing some great things throughout. And so the speakers and the panelists and my special guests, those are the women that I want to celebrate at each and every event. I feel like every woman deserves the opportunity to be recognized, and they don't always get the opportunities. Women are doing some great things, but they're only with so many programs, news, papers, magazines, radios, and so everyone doesn't always get that recognition or get that opportunity to share their story and inspire another woman. So She's a Boss just brings all of that together. And this event is even more special because this is the first time that I have now connected throughout the DMV. And for those of you that are not familiar with the DMV, that consists of the states of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So this brunch, I'm bringing together women from all across those states to come together in one room. And we've had numerous guests who have RSVP and have their tickets to come to the event from Norfolk, from the Tidewater area, of course, Richmond, D.C. So this is going to be a phenomenal event and give women a great platform to really come in and connect with some other women and take advantage of the programs and services and hear about what's coming up in 2017. It's going to be amazing, Teresa.
I mean, it sounds absolutely awesome. And, you know, what I wanted to say is I think it's just, you know, it's great that you are able to not just create and found a campaign of She's a Boss Network and bring women together to celebrate women, but that you're actually moving forward on continuously having events for women to be able to have a platform to be able to do so. And I think that's great because, you know, now, Tanya, you know, in the world that we live in now, you know, women are getting a lot better with celebrating women. But, you know, we did go through our transitions, too, where women didn't celebrate women. And, unfortunately, there are still women out here that don't celebrate women. But we're not focusing on them. We're focused on those who want to collaborate and celebrate together. And, you know, I tell folks all the time, you know, you have those individuals sometimes, you know, LaTanya, I'm sure you run across it, where they ask you and pick your brain and ask you for your knowledge and but they don't celebrate your successes. They don't celebrate your wins. You know, so you have to be careful who you surround yourself with, kind of piggybacking off of some of the nuggets I dropped prior to you getting on the show about letting go of toxic relationships. So if you
Absolutely.
Are a woman and you want to celebrate women and you want to collaborate with women, I mean totally completely collaborate with women with no hidden agendas, I definitely think She's a Boss Network is definitely a great place to start. Now, what can your guest tomorrow, LaTanya, expect from your Bosses Who Brunch event?
Well, one,
what
let
are
me
some
start
of the takeaways
saying,
that
I,
they can expect?
Well, one, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to have the most amazing chef in the RVA that's going to be cooking for you tomorrow. I'll tell you this. One, you're going to walk away like, wow, the food was amazing. And not just the food was amazing, the presentation. And I am big on presentation. And when I want to celebrate my women, I want to celebrate at I want to celebrate at the top of the level. So I want to get the best chef, the best food. I want to wow my guests. I'm looking forward to hearing about the amazing food because one of the things that I do provide at my restaurant is catering. You know, I provide lunch and dinner, and I do deliveries and all of that. So, one, hopefully you take away, you love the food, and you'll continue to support Alcove Martini Bar from a Alcove Martini Bar, our restaurant and catering services. I also think this is going to be, I think the other takeaways for our ladies when they leave there today is that they're going to truly walk away with some amazing contacts and resources. So if you're writing a book, guess what? I have authors there that have already written books and are successful, like Teresa and some others. So if you're interested in starting your own business, boy, there are some amazing women that already have businesses started. They've been in business for, you know, 10, 15 years. And then you have some newbies, some people that you can just, you know, now you have somebody that you can reach out to that's going through the same process that you're going through. You know, if you're interested in being a stylist, or, you know, you want to, you know, get out and then be a celebrity makeup artist, there's going to be somebody there for, I pretty much can promise you, for everyone. So they're going to be a great resource that you can walk away with and someone you can connect with. I'm going to have some activities to make sure that you find that person you're looking for at this event. So if you're one of those people that are not comfortable going to meet somebody, I'm going to create, I have an activity that's going to push you to go find that person you're looking for. And then, of course, we're going to give you all types of resources and guides to walk away with when you leave. And then you also can have the opportunity to sign up for some of our services. I know me in particular, I provide business startup services, and there are other amazing women there that have some services and programs for you that you can join and be a part of. So I truly believe it'll be something for everyone that attends.
And, guys, let me tell you something. I have definitely eaten at Alcove Martini Bar. So I can definitely let you know that the food there is absolutely amazing. The service there is absolutely amazing. If you are in the Richmond, Virginia area, if you're coming through the Richmond, Virginia area, you definitely want to stop by the Alcove Martini Bar. And concluding our show, Tanya will definitely let you know the address and so forth of where they're located. I wanted to move forward with, outside of the Boss Beauties Who Brunch, I wanted to talk a little bit about this morning. There are a lot of women, LaTanya, that want to, you know, they want to start a business. There are a lot of women that want to advance in their careers. I tell folks, you know, what would be a tip or nugget for a first step if someone right now said to you, well, LaTanya, I want to start my own business. What would be your first tip to that individual?
I would say, first, you need to truly dissect and make sure that this is truly a business that you're passionate about, that, you know, you truly believe this is your purpose, and this is something that you're going to wake up to every single morning and love. You're going to have to love this, because a business takes nurturing. It's just like I tell, if you've ever had a baby, it's going to be your baby. So you're going to take that baby, you're going to take that business through different stages. So your commitment level has to be above 100%. So first, make sure this is your love. Make sure this is your passion. Make sure this is what you wake up to every single morning, and you just can't wait to dig in. I know for me, sometimes I pull out my laptop at 4 in the morning because I've already been thinking all night, this is what I got to do. So I'm jumping out of my bed in the morning. I'm one of those people. So make sure, one, this is absolutely what you want to do. And there are exercises and activities. There are things that can help you truly uncover if this is truly what you want to do. And once you make that decision, you have got to hit the ground running. I tell people all the time, it does not take 2 years to get a business started. If you really want to get this business started, you can get going in 30 days. It may not be the exact your exact vision, but you have to start somewhere, and you have to begin to get involved into that from day one. I think that's important. Two, get a mentor, somebody that's going to help you and guide you and direct you. Somebody who's already done it. You know, I hear people always say, I went to such and such, and boy, it was a mess. I didn't have a good experience, because you did not do your research. You did not make sure that the person you're working with knows what they're doing, and they have a track record, and they have a success record of doing it. So those are the first two things I would say off gate to make sure you do. You don't want to have to do this all by yourself. There are too many resources out there to try to figure it out all on your own. There are people out there that will truly help you, but you have to do your homework.
Totally. Now, guys, you hear that. So first nugget is, I mean, what I got from LaTanya is you have to be excited. It has to excite you. So what it is that gift, that passion of what it is that you want to do, that business you want to start and going into entrepreneurship, you have to wake up in the morning, and if it is not exciting to you to wake up, to hit the pavement and hit the ground running with that idea, then it might not be a business for you. And definitely I would piggyback on doing your research. And, guys, no one's going to do all the research for you. So even if you do get a mentor, I've had folks come to me, and they would get a mentor, and they said the mentor didn't teach them anything. Guys, the mentor's job is not to do your job. So you have to already have had done your research. And that mentor's job is to mentor you and guide you. And so there's something else I wanted to piggyback on as well. Be careful, you know, and I think LaTanya and I have had these conversations in a previous show. Just be careful who you pick to mentor you in business, because you don't want to have a mentor in business that's teaching you something that they have not already achieved. That's really important. So when you get out there, guys, and you look for those mentors, be sure that someone has already reached the best level of where you're trying to go. And LaTanya looks like you have a numerous of things going on outside of She's a Boss Network and being an author and creating all these fabulous events. Like, how do you manage your day-to-day as far as having so many different projects and tasks and things of that nature going on?
You know, Teresa, oh, my God. I don't think there's no secret. There's no roadmap to say this is how you can manage it all out. I'll tell you that. I'll be very honest with you. You really have to be willing to sacrifice, and you truly have to be willing to have patience. And when I say sacrifice, I sacrifice sleep sometimes. I sacrifice spending time with my family and my friends sometimes, because that's the only way I'm able to manage and do everything that I need to do. I've had to make truly sacrifices, and that's important. You don't have to sacrifice for a lifetime, but you may have to sacrifice for a period of time. That's one. Number two, I truly plan out everything in my day. If I do not plan, then there's no way you can be successful. You have to have a plan every day.
Totally.
So my agenda, when I wake up in the morning, my calendars, my planners, my phones have everything in there that I hope to accomplish that day. So I have to schedule blocks of time. You have 4 hours to work on, you know, we got to get everything correct, get everything done for our cold martini bar. So I know I open Tuesday through Sunday. So Monday is usually that day. I'm just making sure everything's intact for our cold martini bar. And that may be what I focus on all day, is just making sure that the week, the scheduling, and all those things are done. And then late that night, I may work on, you know, I slate a 2 hours at night to read. And that's just to give me a relief. And so I spend maybe 2 hours at night just reading books and doing those things that remotivate me and encourage me. And I get up the next morning, and tomorrow it may be the She's a Boss Network I need to work on because I have events coming up. I may take, you know, 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon and say, okay, I'm going to block off this time, because all I'm going to focus on today is trying to get work on my book and finish up that and do edits. You just have to truly plan your day. You cannot just go with the wind. You can't just say go on the fly. You can't just say have it all in your head, because you're not going to be able to maintain everything. You're going to forget something. I forget things all the time, but I carry a calendar with me all the time between my phone and my personal calendars and my purse or whatever. I always have things with me to keep me on track. And when I lose focus, I know I step away. And for me, I pray and say, Lord, get me back on track. I got to get my day back going. And I go back at it. But just never give
up.
You got to figure out how to get it done. And that sometimes, like I said, you may not only get 2 or 3 hours sleep at night, but don't worry about it. You'll make up for it another 2 days. You'll get an 8 hours asleep. So it's just all about truly sacrifice and planning, Teresa. At the end of the day, there's no magic secret to this. You know that. There's no other way to do it. It's simple.
No, totally simple. It's not.
And you can't go in it actually with a mindset of it's going to be easy. And I think that's where a lot of people make their mistakes with going into business. They think that, you know, because at the end of the day, what we see out in the world and on social media and so forth, it does look like someone has reached a level of success and didn't put in the work. So, guys, the key is it's not going to be easy, and you don't know what someone's story is behind all the photos that you see and everything that you see that has come to fruition. You don't know what happened for those individuals behind the scene. So we always see the highlighted parts of business owners' success. And if you're not willing to put in the work, definitely you may want to go and rethink about becoming a business owner, because LaTanya is exactly right. Sacrifices come in where it comes with family, money, time, what have you. You have to make sacrifices. So if you're going in it with
and
the same mindset.
Yeah.
Go ahead, LaTanya.
Let me add in one thing, Teresa, not to cut her off, because something just hit me, and it's something I actually learned from Teresa. I've known her for numerous years, and one of the other things I've had to learn to do is to get it all done, I have to delegate, and then I also have to invest in my business. And when I say delegate, you know, I have to have people in place sometimes to get the things done that I can't get done. You know, for example, today I need menus done. I needed to have place cards printed. You know, I hired somebody to do it, you know, but I set my budget. Here's my budget. This is what I can afford to do, because I know the first thing people are going to say is I can't afford that. But you set your own budget. You know what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit down right now and type up menus and all of that for my brunch. So I've already delegated that to somebody else's company to take care of that for me. And the same thing with my book. Sometimes I just don't have enough hours in a day. So I've hired people to assist me with that. I've hired a PR person. I've hired, you know, marketing. Or I've hired, you know, so sometimes you can't do it all. I'm going to make sure I tell you that. I don't want you to even believe that. I've had to make sacrifices, money, and my money. And maybe today I can't go buy that pair of shoes, or I can't go, you know, buy that bag I want, or whatever it is, because that's not my focus right now. I have honestly reinvested my business all the time and hire people sometimes to get the things done that I'm not an expert in doing, or either I just don't have time to do it. So I want to throw that in. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned from Miss Murphy, is you have to invest in your business, and you can't do it all.
Yeah, LaTanya and I have had definitely some not bound, drag out conversations on business, far as, you know, trying to do everything in your business. I mean, guys, hey, I know you want to be the administrative assistant, you want to be the marketing person, the business development person, you want to be the social media advocate. I mean, you want to do all these things. But to have a successful business, you are going to have to delegate out those assignments to individuals. And again, I know, you know, Tanya and I, it's so funny because she used to call me and say, well, why does everything cost so much? and I used to tell her, it's like everything costs, you know. I went and did the research of what you said, but everything costs. And I said, yeah, you know, to make money, you know, you're going to have to spend money. Now, using that terminology, we mean spend it wisely, not frivolously. So when you invest in your business, then you should get a return from your business. So when you don't invest, then you don't get a return. So I used to think that it was so hilarious that LaTanya would call and, oh, I looked at all these things and everything costs. But she got it, because she realized that until she invested in her business and delegated assignments out and put money in her business, then her business wasn't going anywhere. So I got those phone calls from her how she was stuck. And then once she started progress, it came from her truly putting money in her business. And, guys, you know, piggybacking on LaTanya, you know, I teach this a lot, too, in some of my life coaching sessions about individuals saying they can't afford something. You know, LaTanya, we hear that all the time.
All the time.
I can't afford it. Yeah, all the time. I can't afford it. I can't afford marketing. I can't afford PR. I can't afford business development. I can't afford an event planner. You know, the more you tell yourself you cannot afford something, you will not be able to afford it. So first thing you have to stop saying is the word can't. You can't afford it. Because if you go and kind of look at your budget, think about it. A lot of us go to Starbucks. A lot of us go out to eat a lot. Think about how many times you may go out to eat. It costs $8, $9, $20. Everything that you do, you have to sacrifice. Whether it's
not getting that new car and not paying a car note for 6 months, whether it's not buying those new shoes. You have to sacrifice because the reward at the end, LaTanya will tell you, the reward at the end, you will be able to do all of those things. But you can't do all
Absolutely.
Those things and still grow your business. Guys, yep. we're not going to definitely, LaTanya knows that's a pet peeve of mine when people say, I can't afford it. You know, what part of it that you can't afford? You know, so as long as you tell yourself that, honestly, you're not going to be able to afford it. And hopefully that's a great nugget for someone this morning because we have over 3,000-something listeners, so hopefully somebody's grabbing something from this. If you are spending frivolous money, that goes on anything because
yep.
we don't count that money, LaTanya. We don't count how many times, LaTanya,
nope.
we go eat or we go to lunch or
nope.
guess what we say? We tell ourselves, well, they were on sale. So you think because the shoes are on sale, that was warranted, that was warranted for you to buy them. So, guys, every penny counts. And LaTanya would definitely tell you, as she just did, until she started investing in her business, she did not get a return. So if your business
Absolutely.
Is stuck and you're not getting a return, you may want to go reevaluate your finances. And I'm really glad, LaTanya, that you brought that up because that is really important. I want to touch on something else, LaTanya, because I have a few emails. I can't read them all because they're too many. But
okay.
I have a question. Someone wants to know, you know, how about the individuals that are not trying to start a business but want to advance or get a promotion in their current career? How would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. This is one of my favorite questions. I'll tell you this. You know, I don't know if everybody knows on the call, but my background, I was in corporate for 12 years. And I'll tell you this, and I'll keep it very 100 with you guys because I try to be very authentic in everything that I do and everything that I speak on. You know, I don't want to hear about, you know, I don't have a college degree or I didn't finish this or I don't have that skill training. Okay, those are all excuses as to why you cannot progress in your career. They're all excuses. I do not encourage having conversations about that. If you want to go back to school, great. Go back to school and achieve those things. But don't use that as an excuse of why you still can't be successful in your career, whether you're in corporate or whatever industry that you're in. What I will tell you this is, as you want to grow in your career, you're going to have to make, again, it goes back to sacrifice. You're going to have to do more. You have to take on more. And you want to prove to them that you deserve that promotion. And sometimes just doing your job every day is not going to be enough. Just because you go in and you know
totally.
Your job, you hit your goals, guess what? You have to exceed your goals. You have to be a top player. That's number one. Number
totally.
Two, you're going to have to take on more responsibilities. You're going to have to expand yourself. So you may have to take on some additional projects. You may have to sign up for some extra things to do. You may have to tell your boss and say, hey, I'll take on that. I'll do that. You don't have to give me anything extra. I want to do it because I want to grow. I want to show you. That's important. You have to continue to grow and expand yourself in the current position you're in to get ready for the position that you want. You're going to have to sometimes volunteer some time on the weekends. You're going to have to make the commitment to get where you want to go. If there is no other way. You have to do that. The other thing is be candid with your boss. Let them know, this is where I want to go. Come in there with your plan. Have it all written down. This is my 18-month plan. This is what I want to be doing in 18 months. How do I get there to do that? Sit down and get the buy-in of your manager so they can tell you, okay, this is where I really see you because the perception could be could be off. You need to hear from your boss how
totally.
They see you. What do they see you saying? And then you need to get their input of what is else that you need to do. And you need their buy-in. Because let me tell you something. Those are the players that's going to recommend you for the next position. So if you do not like your boss, don't like working with them, you better act like you do. I tell people all the time, when I went
okay.
into Bank of America every single day, guess what? I was on stage. I was on show. I was an actor when I came, an actress when I came in there every day. You know, I act like the world was wonderful. And if you don't learn how to play that game very well, you may be one of those people that's always going to get left behind. But I came in every day. No, I didn't bring an apple for my boss. I didn't bring him a gift. But I performed,
totally.
And I outperformed, and I delighted them every day that I came in. And I never complained, even when I wanted to. And there's a way to do everything. So you got to come in there like you're a superstar every single day already. You better learn how to act, and act very well. Because we don't always have great days. But you have to go in there and go get
totally.
What you want and make a plan. And if your boss, if you do everything in that plan and your boss agreed to and you agreed to and they won't give you that opportunity, guess what? They'll spend too much of your time going over their head because in leadership, they kind of stick together. So what you may have to do is, guess what? Say bye-bye, go to another company doing the same job and take on more and build out your resume to show now I have 10 years of doing this with three different companies and I was successful at all three. Boom. Now it may be time for you to get that promotion you want. So be very strategic about your career. Don't waste no time. I've rarely stayed in a position less than a year. I was always moving and shaking, always doing something else and building my resume. So hopefully that helps, but that's why I would say start.
That was really some great information, LaTonya, because there are so many folks that are in corporate America. And, guys, I know we talk about entrepreneurship and we talk about starting a business and things of that nature because a lot of times that's where our expertise is. But there is strong expertise in a lot of individuals that have been in corporate America. So, you know, such as LaTonya, who worked in corporate America for 12 years and one of us in a senior-level position making over six figures. So she definitely would be ideal to kind of get that knowledge from how she went from one position to the next and how she was able to promote herself within her company to even go from a customer service role into a senior level VP role. Those are the folks that you want to connect with. So that's some great stuff because we don't want to forget you guys. So we know some folks out there that's still in the 9-to-5 that are not even interested in entrepreneurship. So we don't want to forget you guys. And so that's why we try to cover a lot of that information as well, how you can advance. And those were definitely some great nuggets that LaTonya just dropped.
Thank
you. If you are in your business. You know, because, guys, you don't have to stay in that position. You know, LaTonya, you know, folks, you get up every morning, you're spending 40 hours a week at this job that you absolutely hate. And, you dread going in there. But you still go in there every day for years and years. When are you going to change? So you have to make the change because your employer at the end of the day is not there sometimes to make it for you. So, guys, just be mindful of that. You can change your position from the position you are currently in, your 9-to-5. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to make that money, whether it means go back to school, get a class, or whatever it takes, certification for you to advance in your career, or just apply for another position because you know that you're just that great. LaTonya, I want to thank you this morning for joining Motivate My Life Radio. What I wanted to do before we wrap up the show is if you can give those guys out there your social media handles and how they may can reach you directly.
Absolutely, Teresa. I have a website, which is keyly important in having a business, is having a website. So you can go visit my website first as well, which is my name, LaTonya Taylor Made. com, and that's my name, LaTonyaTaylorMade.com. There's also a website under the She's a Boss Network.org, so you can go to that as well. When it comes to social media, I truly believe in having interaction on all social media handles. So you can find me on Facebook. Again, it's under my name. I try to be consistent. This is a nugget for you. Be consistent. LaTonya Taylor is my name on Facebook. You can find me there. Also on Facebook, you can find the She's a Boss Network.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Instagram, you can find me on there as well. I am LaTonya Taylor, or I am Tonya Taylor. I truly believe in making sure that I secure my names on all social medias and websites. So you can find me again on Instagram. I am LaTonya Taylor, and I am Tonya Taylor. And then the She's a Boss Network is the name on Instagram. If you decide that you want to go to Snapchat, on Snapchat, I am LaTonya Taylor. If you decide to go to Twitter, You can find me again. I am Tanya Taylor. And pretty much if you go to Google and put in LaTanya Taylor, you will find me. So those are my social media handles. Be consistent when you create your website and your social media handles so it's easy for people to find you. You don't want to use all these side names. Oh, I am Hot Chocolate. Nobody. That's not going to work in business. So be professional and be consistent when you create your social media handles. And then for my restaurant, everything, again, is under Alcove Martini Bar, and that's on Facebook, Instagram as well. So pretty easy to find me, as well as I always tell people, Google me. If you can't Google a person and find them, that's a problem right there. So take
yes.
these nuggets
you might have
and listen
mark.
To me. If you, right. If you go to Google and you can't find someone by their name, that's a problem. That's a red flag. So that's how you guys can find me. You can reach me. And then, of course, you can email me as well. My email is LaTanyaTaylorMade@gmail.com or LaTanyaTaylor@yahoo.com. So hopefully you got that. They got that, Teresa.
I think they got it. And, hey, guys, again, LaTanya is Googleable, and I'm laughing, but really it's the truth. If you can't Google someone, particularly someone that's teaching something, that's got something out there that they're going to provide their knowledge or expertise or their credibility, if you can't Google them, guys, you may want to reconsider finding someone that you can Google. Because at the end of the day, that's the world we live in. That's the first thing people do now. When you say you can do something, people don't always believe you. First thing they go and do, they want to see success stories, and they go and they Google you. So great nuggets, LaTanya. We appreciate you. And unfortunately, we have 48 emails and questions that we cannot get to today. So, guys, what we were trying to do is have LaTanya back on the show. We'll have her scheduled back on the show, and maybe we'll do a Q&A with LaTanya. Maybe, LaTanya, I'll have you co-host the show with me, and we can do a Q&A. And, guys, we'll be able to answer a lot of your questions. LaTanya, what do you think about that?
Absolutely. I would love to, Teresa. You know that one of the things I enjoy doing is talking. So that's one thing you don't ever have to worry about asking me to do. You know, I truly enjoy this. Someone blessed me in my career and as being an entrepreneur, and I want to use this voice to bless some others. So absolutely. Anytime, you just let me know. I will be there.
Women supporting women, guys. You got that? So thanks again, LaTanya. Again, I appreciate it. You taking up your Saturday morning. And, guys, don't forget, Boss Beauties Who Brunch, tomorrow, Alcove Martini Bar from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can reach out to LaTanya. She's actually left all of her contact information, how you can reach her and get those tickets, and you don't want to miss that event. LaTanya, I want to thank you again for joining Motivate My Life Radio, and you have a great weekend on purpose.
Thank you so much. It was great to be there. I'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.